This is the domestic cricket roundup for the 10th of October. Hampshire were knocked out of the Champions League T20 after just one match as they lost heavily to Auckland in Centurion. On a pitch that had been affected by overnight rain, the Friends Life T20 champions could make only 121 for 8, with Michael Carberry scoring more than half of those with a runner ball 65. Azam Mahmood took 5 for 24 with the ball, and then hit 55 not out of only 31 balls on number 3, as Auckland eased home with 8 wickets and 33 balls to spare. Meanwhile, Yorkshire booked their place in the tournament proper, and put pay to Trinidad and Tobago's hopes of doing so by beating them by 6 wickets. Gary Balance and Adil Rashid added an unbroken 103 off only 62 balls for the 5th wicket, with Balance ending on 64 not out of 37 balls. Ryan Sidebottom had earlier taken 3 for 13, with Darren Brava and Dinesh Ramdin, the only Trinidad and Tobago batsman to prosper, during a 4th wicket stand of 93. Tasmania further strengthened their position on the second day of the Sheffield Shield match against South Australia in Adelaide. The visitors declared on 403 for 3, and then reduced the host to 93 for 7 by stumps, as Luke Butterworth ended with figures of 5 for 29. 16 wickets fell on the first day at the Gabba, where host Queensland were dismissed for 149 by Victoria, who then closed on 103 for 6. John Hastings was the pick of the bowlers on either side, with 4 for 41, while Matthew Wade ended as the day's top scorer on 38 not out. Midwest Rhinos trounced Southern Rocks by 100 runs in the Zimbabwe one-day competition. Brucey Sabanda hit a career-best 190 off 157 balls in a Rhino's total of 330 for 7 and chaired a 5th wicket stand of 187 with Graham Cramer, helping recover from a Brian Vittori triple strike, which had reduced them to 2 for 3. Malcolm Waller and Simon McGarver shared 7 wickets in the Rocks run chase as they were bowled out for 230, with Derbyshire batsman Ben Slater top scoring with 46. The match between Mashonaland Eagles and Mountaineers was postponed following the death of Eagles coach Kevin Curran early this morning. In Pakistan's President's Trophy, Water and Power Development Authority closed day 2 on 218 for 8 after bowling Habib Bank out for 288. Khan Research Laboratories closed on 169 for 6 in reply to Sweet Northern Gas Pipelines' 291. Zarai Tarakati Bank extended their first innings to 372 before being bowled out by National Bank in Silcot. National Bank then closed on 202 for 5 in their first innings. Port Kazim Authority closed on 45 for 2 in their second innings after dismissing State Bank for 180 to earn a 38-run first innings lead. And International Airlines took control against United Bank after bowling them out for just 100. They then closed on 100 for 4 in their second innings to lead by 189 runs.